Hello and welcome to the official Robcast podcast. I'm your host, Rob, and this is my podcast. Well, podcast people, it is official. Oh, I said I wasn't going to say podcast people anymore because the call letters are PCP. Well, call letters are for radio stations, but the bananagram, I'm getting way off topic here. It's funny the things that people do when they think. I noticed when my father, when I was younger, I noticed that when my father's concentrating on a home project or something like that, something that he really has to sort of, you know, concentrate on and make sure that it's, this might be the first time this is happening in Robcast podcast history. I may have to sneeze. Oh, went away. But he would kind of stick out his tongue just a little bit and sort of lick his bottom lip back and forth just in concentration. I'm doing it right now. I don't know if you can tell. Not like in a fast way or anything, just like in a very concentrated way of like, you know, I'm going to hit this nail in with the hammer without hitting my thumb. I think it must have been a survival mechanism from back in the day, from when we were more like animals, when we were more like the savage beasts running amok in the wild, when we became king of the jungle. Of course, the king of the jungle is the... I say of course a lot, as if you knew what I was saying. But maybe subliminally I'm saying it because I'm saying, off course, you're going way off course. Like some sort of subliminal airplane landing strip light guy. Oh, I know they have a succinct name. What is it? Airplane landing strip light guy, I think. The flashlight dude. Now, that's more informal, but it's more specific. Informal yet specific. I say this, we are in full swing to the holiday season, is what my initial point was before I got off course. You know, it's funny. One can go off course just a little bit, just a few degrees of one's destination. And before you know it, you're exponentially going off course, right? Because you can't correct yourself unless you are conscious of it, or unless something happens miraculously, which brings you back on course. But if you don't know you're off course, then you can't get back on course. I'm thinking of like a ship, but it could also be a golf ball. Hey, perhaps... You know, maybe it's like this. Are we thinking too, I was going to say esoteric, but that's apparently not the word. I've been using that word esoteric to mean lofty idea. I guess I could, but esoteric really means like an exclusionary concept or an exclusionary group. Now I'm second guessing myself. But when one plays golf... Okay, let's get informal. When you play golf, you hit the ball. You want to try to hit the ball in the hole. Well, you got a far way to go to that hole. So if you're going to hit it on the green, that's great. But what if a little something called Mother Nature is in play? And a little something called the wind factor. When I say and a little something again, I'm going to sound pretentious. I'm going to want to hit myself. But I don't want to sneeze anymore, which is great. I think I willed away my Sorry, I got lost in thought because I was picturing a pacifist who refuses to hit themselves when they get frustrated. You know, like, they get frustrated, they want to hit their forehead, they go, oh, no, no, remember Jebediah. Why is a pacifist named Jebediah? Remember, Robert, I'm being more formal with myself. Remember, Robert, we are a pacifist. I'm also speaking in a third person to myself, which is so pretentious that I want to hit myself in the forehead again, but I won't. I will stifle that urge. Stifle the urge to self-inflict superficial wounds onto my epidermis. No, that's... Jeez. I'm just being silly right now. Which is fine, you know? Sometimes you get a little loose. As I was saying before, we're in full swing with the holidays. Now, there's a lot going on in the world right now. So if you're listening to this else time, great. Great for you. Just remember back to 2013, the beginning of December, the end of November, and think when Thanksgiving and Hanukkah and that strange comet all collided into one holiday. That's rude. Of course, Thanksgiving and Hanukkah are not one holiday, but they coincide with each other. And I think that's what matters. So, I don't know enough about Judaism to know the similarities between Thanksgiving and Hanukkah, but I do know that both holidays celebrate gratitude. You know, I think most holidays celebrate gratitude, don't they? We're grateful that, you know, baby Jesus was born. We celebrate his birthday. We're grateful for his resurrection. We celebrate Easter. We're grateful for those... I want to say that the some really cool Jewish guy ran some sort of desert marathon and brought back lamp oil enough to light their candles for 8 crazy nights. But that might just be the intro to that movie with the same name, 8 Crazy Nights, by Adam Sandler, hence the name 8 Crazy Nights. I think I used hence the name slightly incorrectly. Because the point of my story wasn't that they were having 8 crazy nights, or crazy nights at all. It was, the point of my story is lost, frankly, because I just don't know enough about Judaism. And I actually don't know enough about Christianity as well. But I do know that... ooh, I've got the sniffles. Do you know why? Because I was in 30-degree weather yesterday. Yeah, that's right, California. While you're having your 80-degree days right now, I was suffering with 30-degree weather. It was great. Loved it. I just had a sip of C2O. Pure coconut water, the pure and tasty choice. Well, that was fake. I need to drink it and then go, ah. Thanks to our sponsors, C2O, pure coconut water, the pure and tasty choice. I should try that again. I don't think I got it right. Oh, what was that? Oh, it's my phone coming on. my phone was D-E-A-D dead. That's a morbid way to describe a phone. I guess in England they go, the battery is flat. England has a lot more gentle euphemisms. I know we've discussed euphemisms before. But I really enjoy England's euphemisms. Okay, so I was in the airport yesterday, and it was a layover, and I was just enjoying my mediocre coffee and mediocre bagel. I know mediocre isn't a word, that was the joke. And all of a sudden from elsewhere, like a little further down, I hear this guy screaming, "No! No, no!" Something like that. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? And further investigation leads me to a group of people watching sports. Now, I guess maybe they had some important sports game on, whether it be college football or professional football. I don't know. I know as much about professional sports as I know about professional religions. So that was a mean dig. Professional religions, as if some religions aren't professional. All sports are equal and all religions are equal. Let's not offend. But of course, all sports aren't equal. That's the thing. It's like adding apples and oranges. You can't say, oh yeah, I played T-ball, and then someone else goes, yeah, I played in the major leagues for 40 years. Well, you wouldn't play for 40 years, but you might, you know, be a pitcher and then become a manager or a third base coach. Third base coaches are great. They just, like, they have to live in the moment, man. They're either, like, they have two jobs. They go, stop, stop, or go. And the way they go is they have this big windmill. They make their arm into a big windmill. Windmill. And it's not cornmeal. It's not windmill. Cornmeal. Windmill. And they tell that runner to go on home. Go on home, they shout. I'm getting off course again. And we're not even talking about golf. It could have been a foul ball. Did I hit a foul? No, but something is a foul. Oh, no. I stopped the urge to smack my forehead for that terrible pun. Hold on while I sip my tasty beverage. That's right. It's 100% natural. Natural pH? Oh, neutral pH? Let me start over. It's 100% natural. Neutral pH, fat-free, unsweetened, never from concentrate. So he was watching sports, and I realized, wow, what an amazing experience he must be having. Enough so that he's so impassioned to start yelling in a crowded airport, mind you, on the probably one of the busiest travel days of the year, while it's completely silent around him. He's so wrapped up in this game that's happening on a television probably thousands of miles away that he feels the need to shout. And it's an acceptable thing. I think he probably has an assumption that the people around him have just as much passion for the sport, and it's perfectly acceptable to start shouting at the television in a crowded but quiet airport. You know, I'll paint the picture for you. It's the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Everyone's probably traveling home. They've probably eaten a lot of turkey. They got that tryptophan up in their veins. They're probably hungover if they drink, or turkey hungover, or however, you know, hungover from seeing relatives, who knows? And, you know, perhaps this guy is too, but he was shouting. I'm like, wow, this is great. And I started thinking, you know, what if people got so involved in other kinds of sporting, in other kinds of, like, television events, like a procedural drama. You go, Your Honor, the defense rests. Yeah, that's right. Stick it to him. Like, I hereby declare, or I hereby announce that so-and-so will get 40 years to life for involuntary manslaughter of Mr. Jenkins. And you go, no, man. He goes, you know, it's like someone's like really mad at the judge or something. He's like, bad call, judge, bad call. You know, it's just like shouting at the television. He goes, the judge needs his eyes checked, you know. Or perhaps like a news event or something like that. Like, you know, about the weather. Like someone's like, hey, man. Maybe the meteorologist is saying, well, it's a 30% chance of rain this Saturday. And he goes, 30%? What? What kind of percentage is that, man? You got to tell me if it's raining or not. He goes, come on, man. I'm playing my fantasy meteorology team right here. You can't leave me hanging like that. You know, maybe this guy, he like follows weather, local weather from around the country. And he's got a fantasy meteorology team. You know, like he's got one in New York, one in Atlanta, one in Chicago, one in L.A., one in Detroit, one in Denver, you know, just like all around, one in Boston. He's just like one in Portland, Oregon. He's just like, you know, following these guys, and he's got like his point spread or whatever. And like, you know, testing the accuracy of how they predict the weather you know, playing against other people that are online. It's like it's become a competitive sport watching, you know, and your local weatherman is, you're fiercely loyal to him, you know. You go, yeah, that's right. What's that guy's name who has like two minerals, first and last name, like Stone Flint or something? Yeah, that's right, Stone Flint. Or, you know, I think, like, a lot of these weather names are made up. Either that, or it's like, you know you're going to be a weatherman. Well, that's, you know you're going to be a meteorologist if you got a name like that. let's try to think of a funny weather name. Gusty Blowenstein. No. It's got to sound more, is it offensive if I say it's got to sound, well, I'm not going to say it, but I just feel like I'm having trouble picturing like a, can't say it. Just because I just don't know enough about it, you know? I was going to say Blowenstein sounds like some sort of, you know, Borscht Belt Jewish comic or something. And he's like a failed Jewish comic that nobody likes the jokes that he makes anymore. So he has to go on the weather and make subtler jokes, you know? Like, he goes, hey guys, it's Gusty Blowenstein, and boy, is it cold out there. It's so cold that, you know, and then he just freezes up. It's so cold that I just froze up. And then he does like that little tap dance number, like, da-da, and he holds out his hands. No one applauds. No one applauds. They're just like, oh, jeez. Who hired this guy? Why is Gusty Blowenstein still predicting weather? He should be haunting some sort of Borscht Belt comedy club or something. you know? Doesn't this guy know he's past his prime? What is he trying to do? Who's he trying to prove to? And of course, that's the legend of Gusty Blowenstein. And that's really what the holidays are about. Telling stories. Am I right? We like to tell stories of how things came to be and how traditions become traditions. And who knows, maybe some point soon, fantasy meteorology will be a real thing. I mean, we got the Model UN in school for the kids. Why not fantasy weather leagues? A boy can dream, can't he? Well, thanks so much for listening.
Well, that's all the time we have today at Robcast Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week to find the latest Robcast Podcast at officialrobcast.podomatic.com. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at officialrobcast. Thanks so much for listening. Stay alive.